At an outpatient clinic, mothers have brought their babies to be treated for malnutrition. Here, mother and child are weighed, and the children are also checked for other medical conditions. Those with severe acute malnutrition are given therapeutic food. Mothers receive enough supplies for a week and are told to come back every week for the next 2 months. Aishatu Aminu Zango, the state nutrition officer in Zigawa State, gives us a rundown of the treatment.
They will now give you the ready-to-use therapeutic food according to your weight. Then after that, we have health promotion issues to do with the hand washing. We talk also on exclusive breastfeeding and appropriate complementary feeding. Sometimes, if time allows, because you can see how the women are, we also do food demonstration using the locally available food resources we have within the locality.
Fatima Yaisha is one of the mothers who brought her 22-month-old child, Osman, to the Katanga Primary Healthcare Center for treatment. Osman is one of the over 500,000 children benefiting from the program in the last 5 years.
Many people from the town and villages praise this program, and villagers call those children the children of the king because they all look so very healthy. And even I received this food for my child today, and I am happy.
UNICEF supports about 500 outpatient therapeutic sites in 11 states in northern Nigeria. The agency says community involvement is key to better understanding malnutrition and how to treat it. Rashid Abdullahi is UNICEF's nutrition specialist.
The CIMAN program is actually very, very necessary to address the high level of severe acute malnutrition we have in northern Nigeria. Without a CIMAN program, many of the children that you see here, they probably will die.
Fatima, along with other mothers in this part of the Sahel, is thankful for this initiative. Beng, Pobleta Enriquez, United Nations.